Any question? No. When is your old well informed about enrichment? Right? What was it all about? Do you remember? Book three. Do you remember how he started the enrichment? You started to say for enrichment you have to stop doing some silly stuff. That's how it starts. Do you remember? Driving a car, if you want to learn to drive a car, the first thing is to learn the brake. Right from the beginning it was like that. Book one said what the problem is and what should you do about it. What should you do? Coming out of yourself, finding someone out and trying for this path. In book two, they started to say, oh, there are a lot of stuff that you shouldn't do. You should understand what this wisdom is all about. What is it all about? It's about improving yourself, changing yourself, returning back, changing your mind. Your mind should work for you, not you following your brain, and all that stuff, step by step. Book two, what the knowledge is, mainly was what the knowledge is not, what the confusion is. If somebody thinks that logically you understand what we are talking about. Because we are talking about exception, not the rule. We are talking about love. We are talking about sacrifice. Book three, you started with it. Again, first, don't eat the children of the elephants. Don't learn to talk with the heavy words and stuff like that. Be real. Then suddenly Moses was there. Do you remember how many steps from the Moses we heard in this book? A very, very long one. Even some short one was completing that story. Why? Because that's what it is. Moses and Pharaoh are fighting each other. Means I should handle my ego like this. I should be the Moses and the Pharaoh is my ego. Period. So, we heard a lot and said, then remember, you belong to a group, the Sheba people. They don't like it. They have these fantasies about this and that and that. And there are some people that the intention is no good. So these are not the things that you should really seek. If you're seeking this wisdom, oh, there are so many offers. Everybody will offer you something. Uh-huh. The first one is that uncivilized peasant fellow. Remember? The long story. You say that there are stuff that you should avoid, you shouldn't follow, because everybody could cheat, and a lot of stupid, silly people, they believe in silly stuff and they try to hand it over. So you have to try them. Then we heard the story of Balaam and Baur, the two fellows who didn't know what to do and they turned to magic. Then you started with the mouse. Why? Why? The starting of Moses was to explain to you that, what is my picture from you? How do I look at you? I see you as an animal. Means you're a fellow. You're a born fellow. But in your dreams there is a light. And that light will give birth to Moses. And guess what? Whatever this silly one is doing to stop that coming will help that process. So don't worry about the cheating of your ego. Remember that the Moses will be the winner. Why? Because Moses made no decision. Did he? Whatever happened, he said, no. He wanted some time for this. He said, I don't give it to you. God said, give it to you. Okay, I give it to you. Whatever Haq says, I will do. This is what Moses is all about. And he explained even some magicians who are working for Pharaoh, they will understand Moses and they will change. So all the knowledge is not negative. And so on and so on, explaining it to how you should understand something. Here we are talking about somebody who is blind but who is reading the readable, the Quran. I mean, there is something inside us. That potentiality is the breath, is Moses in this story. Then he went on to explain the story of Moses precisely. Why? Because you are in the path of enrichment, and one of the dangerous stuff is that in this enrichment stuff, you will learn something, right? What is the danger when you learn something? The arrogance. Say, yes, I know it. He said, let me tell you this precisely, Mr. Tabuki. Remember him? The precise guy who showed you that even being at the highest level of achievement, if you forget that you are not it. When could you say, I'm arrived? When? Never. Oh yes, when you're silly. When your ego wants to convince you that let it stop. The only time that I could be sure that I'm there is when beloved will tell me I'm there. And you know that my beloved has so many good ways to show it. I have studied. Have you? Have you studied? Did it ever happen to Mozart to be puzzled about some music? No. Just coming like that. So, before that, be careful. Do not become arrogant, because yes, you will improve. And of course you will be enriched in knowledge before this wisdom. Don't let that fool you, because that's the dangerous stuff. That's when you mix up, when you're at the level that you see the growth, the light, and the humanity. Over there, inside you, this ego will try to be very kind and have pity. Do you remember that story? What happened after that? After learning the story, then we started to see the strange stories. Do you remember that naked fellow who had a very long skirt? And that blind fellow who would see far ahead and all that? What was all those stuff? Those were beginning of explaining to you the problem of the comfort in your life. The people in Sheba, remember? They don't accept the prophets. Why? Because they're bored. Because they're comfortable. This is why we appreciate that bothering feeling in the seeker that is never satisfied, is trying more and more and more. Not to stop, not to be like this. And he answered all the logical questions you may have or logical defense you have towards all this. And at the end, the prophet started to explain it, that why we are doing it and how we are doing it and all that. To teach you what? That you are getting closer and closer to the other side of this path that we are talking about. This is the first part, actually. The first part was to understand what's wrong with you, to understand what the solution is, and to understand how to grab it. This is the third book, right? We are ready for the first one, for the next one. But here we have to talk about a lot of stuff. Those are the silly wishes that a seeker will have. When you're trying to enrich yourself, you're trying to do it more and more and more. That's why we tell you which part should you put aside. Don't you like to know what the dog is talking about? Do you remember the story? He said, remember, when you want to know something, you should be certain and really thought about why you want to do that. Why do you want to have that? There are knowledge is an instrument. And it could be used in a good way or bad way. You should, in this period of enrichment, you should be careful. What do you want to learn? If you want to learn the language or talking of the animals just to gain something, what would you gain? Something animalistic from animals. This is how it goes. Do you remember the story? He said, don't have silly wishes. This is something that you should go passionately, but with patience, with loving stuff. Yes, your situation will change. When you arrive somewhere else, of course you do something else. He brought in the story of the uncle of Muhammad, remember? He will go to the war without any defensive protection, dressing and stuff like that. And they will say, why do you do this? This is silly. You were young, you were good, now you're getting old. He said, no, it's not me getting old. It's me understanding that, what is my life? What is my life? If I want, because this is what we're talking about at the end of the day, right? You have to think about you and your life. What is your life? The uncle of Muhammad explained it to you. He said, I have two kind of lives. The first one is the one I knew. Everybody knows at the beginning, which is animal life. And I was worried about that. Then I realized, no, I have another life, which is my meaning. And my meaning is not in my body, it's outside. So that will not die. So why should I protect this? I try to protect that one. I put all my energy to protect